It was only just recently then, about 1835, 45, thereabouts, that the Hudson Bay Company established its lock sack at the mouth of the river, where the Hudson Bay manager could stay all winter. And they trade first with the Winnescaria Band. And it was at that time, later years, that another fur trading company came in to trade with our ancestors, the Omaskigo. And these companies were called opposition companies. Our people called them Wapishishin. When the two companies came to fur trade, also the opposition companies established their fur trade camp. For the moment there, for a few decades, they managed to survive until finally the Hudson Bay Company amalgamated the opposition company. There was a fierce fight between them, and our people take sides. Some families trade with the Hudson Bay Company, and some people trade with the opposition company. And there was a fierce competition even amongst our people. And those families finally came to exist, to be known at the very earliest that we can, very late that we can find, that we can recall. These were the families who traded in Winnisk Hudson Bay. As far as I know, families come and go. Some Arawapiskat members came to stay at the Winnisk River system to trade to Winnisk Hudson Bay Company. But these are some family names that are well known, that have used Winnisk River system for a long time. These were the Ashokamik, which we are now called Max, and they were Matthews family have lived long time at the Ashwick Junction upriver from Winnisk River. A long time before any other family came. And then there were other families to whom now we forgot the actual names. And then at the Costa region, I mean around the Bay Area, close to Winnisk River, some people came and go. The farthest that we can remember those people's family names were Sutherlands, and then Pineshies, now we call them Birds. They came around 1835, and then others came later, families who came to settle in a coastal area because the Hudson Bay Company pay a lot of money for foxes and white foxes, and for that reason other people came to stay on the southwest coast of Hudson Bay, or shall we say the bay. Let's forget about the Hudson. And these were Kiask families, which we call them now Gull families, and then come the Kostatin families, it was recently, and then there were those hunters, to those other families, which we forgot their names at that time, but they became to be known as hundreds families. And then up the river, they were came to exist, shake up with them. That means Patricks today. They came to exist during the Hudson Bay Fur Trade and the opposition company. They go to Winnisk to fur trade at the mouth of the Winnisk River.